Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Black Flame Podcast. My name is Black Flame 07, also known as Massimo Plays 123, or also known as Massimo. Welcome to the podcast, and today we're going to be talking about someone by the name of James Charles Tati Westbrook. Everyone knows about James Charles, the beauty queen, technically king, but everyone knows about, everyone knows about, Jeffree Star, who was also in this. Not that many people know of Tati Westbrook, but now she's, like, all over the internet because of this whole tea that's happening. So, basically, what's happening here is, there's some things going on around the type of where James Charles was trying to make a straight man gay. And that's weird, right? But I don't really understand why he did it. But when Tati, Tati only put that out there because he advertised the Tati makes cream, and Tati is James Charles' mentor. She made him, like, really famous. So, Tati makes cream, and James Charles did an ad for the competitor. He advertised the competitor of Tati, like, another person, like, who Tati's competing with. Tati makes her own, and then there's another competitor who's almost making as much as her. So, and she got angry at that, so that's why she did the Bi Sisters video, which you guys should go check out, like, right now, basically. And in the Bi Sisters video, it really showed how Tati was very, very, very angry about how what James did, and that's really stupid for her to do that. Basically, she talked about how she went to dinner with James's parents and James was talking about inappropriate stuff about in front of his parents and in front of Tati. And Tati there doesn't care about James Charles's privacy. Like, literally, she put that out there on YouTube. Like, that's James Charles's privacy. Like, literally, you can't say that. That's very stupid and shitty of you to put out there James Charles's stuff that's private to him, to himself. And if you're just gonna, like, leave that out there like nothing happened, then basically you're ruining the whole thing. But I don't know what's gonna happen right now. Like, there's too much stuff going on. Like, Jeffree Star called him a danger to the society. What? Okay. First of all, Tati and Jeffree Star need to realize that he is 19. He's practically a kid. Well, he's an adult, but he will say he's a kid because he's very young. And they need to understand that him, his age, kids are going to do stupid stuff. Really stupid. So if you're going to take it out on him and go apeshit, well, think about it. He's a kid. He's a kid. He's not an adult. If he was an adult, he would have known better. He would have known better. Like, either way, he would have known better to not have done that. Yeah, but that's what I really don't understand, because, like, it's really, like, getting people angry. Like, James Charles was canceled. He was losing a bunch of subscribers by the minute. And then, as soon as he did, like, his apology stuff, like, everything, he started, like, in the end, he started gaining subscribers back. Because a lot of people were on Dream's side, because a lot of people never understood it. So, basically, it's very weird to understand the whole story, because it's basically mixed up together, and there's, like, it's weird, the story, because, like, it doesn't make sense for Tati to do what she did, but in some way or another, it does. So, that's what's, like, really taking me off with the story, because it's, like, it makes sense for her to put it out, but at the same time, she said things that makes no sense for her to put it out. Like, if she's gonna critique how Jaime acts around his family, then go ahead. Just, like, don't take it personally. James wasn't harassing you or anything. Okay, James flirted with a bartender at a party, okay? Okay? Okay, I know that's kind of weird. But, James is 19. Let me repeat that. He's gonna do stupid shit in his life because he's 19. And if you're his mentor, then you shouldn't be going apeshit on him if you're his mentor. He treats you... Okay, basically, Tati thinks as James as a son, and James thinks of Tati as a mom. The mom he never had. But since Tati's going apeshit, then that's, like, really ruining the purpose of their friendship. So that's what I don't understand. I think you guys should think of your own opinions. Yeah. But basically that's what I'm going to talk about today. It's a very short podcast. We're going to do very short podcasts here, so I think you guys might have to listen to multiple to get, like, the satisfaction. But, if you are looking to create a podcast on your own for free, just by creating a username, using an email, and creating a password, then go ahead, because that's how easy it can be with Anchor, which I'm using right now. It's perfect for all your podcast needs. It's not an app where you watch podcasts. It's the app where you make podcasts. That's where I'm making it on. And it's on mobile, not PC. If you guys were wondering. No, I think it's on PC, but it's better on mobile. And it has to be iOS 11 and over. So you have under iOS 11, then you can't use it. But it has to be iOS 11 and over, so... I think you should keep up to date with your updates. Huh? I mean, that sounds funny. Whatever. So just use Anchor for all your podcast needs. Like, everything you want to do that includes a podcast, use Anchor. It's perfect for making podcasts. You could do it with your friends. So, it's really something that everyone will need. Because I was looking to make a podcast because I got inspired by H3's podcast. So, and then I was listening to H3's podcast on Spotify, and then the ad for Anchor popped up because I don't pay for premium. And the ad for Anchor popped up, and then I got Anchor, and it's been really good. It's been really fun to use, to record on, and everything. I really love Anchor, and I suggest everyone here that's listening, well, there's probably not that much, should really go check out Anchor, because it could change, like, everything. shoo, they died, or whatever, I'm playing a game. But literally, I think you should use Anchor because it helps. You can do Spotify songs. You can do sound effects. So, yeah, it's really cool. And I suggest everyone here should use it because it's really going to help. Yeah, so basically that's going to be it for today. And I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.